This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the 76ers. It was, if you missed it last night, just not good.
That's an understatement.
So the Sixers get smoked by the Celtics. Joel takes less shots than he's ever taken in a game in which he hasn't had to come out of the game early for an injury or an ejection.
But the way that he played.
He only made three shots. He looked horrible.
No, like the way that he moved,
I know, John. I know.
We know that he falls, but it's like he was falling when he was – it was like a breeze. It takes a little more. Yeah. He was unbalanced with the way he was falling.
He obviously, to say the least, is not physically right. And because of that, Charles Barkley thinks the Sixers, and that's part of why Charles Barkley thinks the Sixers have a major problem that could last many years. Let's listen to the Chuckster last night.
The Sixers, they're in trouble as a franchise. They got a guy who can't stay healthy, who they're going to play $65, $70 million the next 5 years. They got Paul George, who had 2 points, who just signed a four-year max deal. And you know, my thing is, guys don't get better when they get older. I think the Sixers are in serious trouble as a franchise. It's unfortunate, because I like Joel Embiid as a person, but, man, you can't. Availability is the best ability, and he said he probably needs another knee surgery after the season. And this team could be, they don't have their picks. This team could be in trouble for the next decade, in my opinion.
I don't think there's one thing Charles said that's inaccurate. Not one thing in there.
Tell us something we don't know, Chuck.
Yeah, no, that, and look, but framing it as a 10-year potential, you know, black hole is scary. And look, those things happen in the NBA. Teams get stuck in those spots. You know, if you don't get one of those top picks and a transcendent player that changes your whole franchise. I mean, we remember post-Charles, pre-AI. Now, that wasn't 10 years. That was about 5 years. But they were five of the darkest years, you know, any
brutal.
Team. They were brutal. Yeah. Ray, you know what that team did? I think they set a record back then. 7 straight years they lost more games than the prior year. I'll never forget. It began in Charles's last year. Imagine this. Yeah. Charles's last year. So he's out there with a bunch of bums. Those guys stunk. Charles had a season his last year where the Sixers lost 2 games in the same year, both by 56 points.
I remember that. It was insane.
They lost 2 games by 56 points, and then they got worse the next 6 years. Okay? So the point is, it's scary, it's bad. I thought Shaq had an extremely astute comment last night. Like, what are we waiting here for on this Joel thing? Listen to Shaq and something he said last night.
I mean, this first time I heard a player say, yeah, I'm going to have to get surgery in the offseason. Well, if you're not playing at a maximum potential, why don't you just get the surgery now? Because, listen, they're not going to win. Mm-hmm. Not going to win a championship. So a guy that's going to be making $70 million a year, I want him in top physical peak.
When the season starts next year.
Exactly.
You know, John, we don't know what the surgery would be. We obviously just don't know. We don't even know quite what the injury is. But we know
that brace that he was wearing last night looked a lot bigger than other braces I've seen him wearing.
Right.
And that
troubled me.
And it's as bad as he's ever looked. And here's the point.
He just looks like he just topples.
I know.
He just topples right over.
Yeah, he's physically crumbling in front of our eyes. So it appears that a surgery is, it does appear the only thing that can theoretically get this thing back on track. So why wait? I mean, you have about 2 months before the season ends.
You're 20 and 35.
Right. Just do it now. Do the surgery now and begin the... Because, listen, I don't know if this might be a 12-month rehab. I don't know what it is. 6-month rehab, 3-month rehab, 9-month rehab. I have no idea. We don't even know what the surgery is. Whatever the hell it is, identify it, do the surgery, get it done in late February, and give yourself the best chance next year to try to give Joel the most... Because even after he gets through all the surgery stuff and all the rehab stuff, then he's got to crank it up to get back in shape.
Ramp it up.
Ramp it up. So shut it down now.
Can we find a way to shut Paul George down, too, just because?
Boy, oh, boy, James.
What a disaster. We've had some bad contracts in this city, but, do you ever remember one where it was, a max contract guy who just
came in? So obvious so early?
Yeah, so obvious so early, and also, didn't seem to give a damn about how bad it was. I can't remember this quickly just being like, well, that's a sunk cost.
Yeah, no, I think, a good point. I mean, look, Brizgalov was a disaster. Harden I was wary of, but you didn't have him signed for a bunch of years.
And that was a trade and that stuff. You know, this is like a brand new guy that he signed to come in to be one of the 30, 25 best players in the league.
You're right.
And he's one of the bottom 30 players in the league.
Yeah, he's brutal. All right, look, all good points. Well, you can weigh in on the 76ers. Do you want to see the Sixers just shut it down? And obviously, even if they do, we don't know that solves anything because it may just be unsolvable with Joel's knee. But what are your thoughts after just yet another debacle? 215-592-9490.
I just had a really strange, I'm not saying I'm siding with Paul George here, but... Think about the bill of goods he feels like he was sold.
I guess.
I don't care. Come in and play hard.
I don't care either.
Come in and play hard.
But think about
what you know what? There's an opportunity for me to be the best player on this team.
Think about what this team has done, the way that Joel has just sort of decided, well, you know what? Not as important maybe to be out there tonight. I'm sure that Paul George is not thrilled with the way this has materialized compared to the visions he had in his head.
Probably not.
He thought this was going to be a big three. Him, Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. And they've been on the court how many times?
No, I hear you. You're getting paid $50 million or whatever the hell it is.
Look, I think it's despicable that I saw pictures of him on vacation last week after scoring 2 points.
2 points.
Before the All-Star break. That really sickened me.
Yeah.
But, He's got a bad situation because of Joel's situation, and everyone in that building is all struggling because Joel can't get out there on the court.
Honestly, this does zero. Zero
right, so,
for me.
So look,
zero.
215-592-9494. Where do you stand on the 76ers? What do you want to see them do? And it's as bad as it's been. It's as bad as it's been since... You know, the years they were just intentionally trying
Clarence
to lose.
Clarence Weatherspoon.
Well, you could say that, too. I was going to say when they'd win 10 games in 2014. But.